Hello, all key members of our communities, our core organizers, people we care for deeply, are in situations right now where they must continue to share space with people they don't trust, with whom they have experienced violence. And this is a pretty broad, sweeping statement. That we must every single day figure out how we can make repeatedly, because it's the circumstance that more and more people are experiencing. There is this great undercurrent that pulls people down below the threshold of others' awareness. And when that happens, people can and do get trafficked. When we don't hear from someone and their last signal to us described this kind of situation, we know that we must every moment continue to organize to take action so that they can be safe and in contact again. We are organizing on Telegram Messenger because it is the only place we can reach to do this organizing. It is a source of tremendous frustration to many, including ourselves, because not everybody can use Telegram, but for those who can, we need you here. We need you as part of this conversation. I have been moving through circumstances that are battering my body. And the reason I keep going is because I know how to use enough of these disability aid tool sets that I can at least make a go of it. And in the meantime, so many severely disabled members of our communities are struggling needlessly for lack of the greater conversation that includes them so that we can immediately implement the practical solutions that safeguard them. We have information and instructions. We have known solutions. And because we are so severely disabled, and because severely disabled people are isolated from one another by the very technological platforms that are being shown to traffic them, we can take a look at the Texas court system and find out a lot about that, it seems, and lots of other places where evidence is continually emerging. We are documenting all of this in our intuitive community knowledge base only because we have managed through a terrible amount of death and destruction to construct a network disability aid that primarily uses the hub of Telegram Messenger, which has been the only way that it could be built and the only way that I am alive and that others are alive, so that I can keep bringing reports here from our groups where most of our members are not safe to show up in public spaces and have been disallowed from using the technology that so many others take for granted can be used. We do not leave them for dead. We continue working on their behalf. I'm not sure if it makes sense to apologize for my tone because I am navigating through so much physical pain to say this. Many people feel helpless. And what is most needed is not for any person to have a solution or to magically solve the problem or be a hero or whatever. It is only to find ways on a day-to-day basis to be part of the conversation. And where so many of us are so severely affected that we can't we can't do anything about it by way of this particular thing or that particular thing. Our electronic devices have been hobbled in ways that make others money. And the result is that it sacrifices the most vulnerable members of all our communities. What able-bodied and mainstream privileged people are more and more experiencing now is what happens to be increasingly disabled and increasingly severely disabled in ways that isolate you from your families and from your communities, that take away your resources and leave you in a place that is impossible to navigate, primarily because it has destroyed your contact with caring, respectful relationships. When we must stay on Telegram Messenger, it is so that we can be alive to keep working on it. It is the only way that we can continue documenting it. And so we're doing that. But I hope that everyone who hears this will take some minutes and find some peace here at t.me/intuitivepublicradio, which can be accessed on the web. There's a preview link at that address, or you can go directly to t.me/s/intuitivepublicradio, which will load a web version of this entire channel. Please share it with your friends, your family, your communities, the organizations that you trust and rely on the most. Make sure they recognize the litmus that we do not abandon one another to circumstances such as this. And the more people who know about it, the more people who do have the technology that allows them to connect to Telegram Messenger, who do have a phone device or a computer or a tablet that can connect to our network, that they can then show up and be part of this conversation, because the conversation is what changes this. The conversation on a day-to-day basis is what saves the lives of those we care about, those we are determined not to abandon. We need your help. You need our help. Please receive this signal and widely amplify it. My email address, if I can respond, which is very uncertain under current physical circumstances, is max@intuitive.pub. Much more reliable communication occurs if you message me directly, t.me/maxmorris. When our community members and organizers fall out of contact, and we know they are in danger now, for lack of very simple assistance, all we can do is make this call again and keep working and pray that more people will hear and respond to it. Thank you for helping us do that in every way you can. Please send us your very bravest prayers and intentions. Gratitude. Blessings.